Hi, baby. I'm so glad you finally woke up. I was really starting to worry I'd messed up the dose a second there. You're a big guy. I just had to make sure you'd be knocked out long enough for me to bind you. Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to forgive me, babe. I've never drugged anyone before, so I wasn't sure. Oh, this whole situation seems so crazy to you. But then again, love makes us do crazy things sometimes, right? And you've got me so crazy in love. Oh, there's so many things I love about you. You're so strong and charming and oh, you've got such a way with words sometimes. But sometimes I forget just how stupid you can be. Oh, come on, stop trying to talk, babes. You're gagged. It's the one you bought for me, remember? But it's not quite the right size for your mouth, so I've shoved my knickers in there too, just for good measure. Didn't you think it was odd that after weeks of me being distant, I suddenly became your perfect little princess again tonight? Oh, that I greeted you on my knees wearing your favourite underwear and had a whole speech ready about wanting to cater to your every single need. That I just so happened to have a glass of your favourite whiskey you love so much there, just right there in my hands as you walked through that door. Oh, come on now. Wipe that confused look off your face. You know exactly why you're here. Last night, I pretended to be asleep when you came home. And after you finally dozed off, I took a look through your phone. Oh, has the penny finally dropped? That's the reaction I was waiting for. That's right, baby. I know you've been cheating on me. And you know, at first, I had the strongest urge to pick up a baseball bat and smash the windows of your car and then find that woman's address. But I caught myself. I remembered who I am, or at least who I was before you changed me. I realised I don't want to lose my pride by fucking up that bitch. I'd rather fuck you up instead. Oh, so I drugged your whiskey tonight, tied you to our bed, and gagged you. Oh, are you trying to break out the ropes now and throw me off you? Oh, that's so cute. But I've learned a lot from watching you over the years. I made sure they were secure. You want to stop squirming. It's useless anyway. Who the fuck do you think I am? You don't get to disobey me anymore. Lie still. That's better. Now, I want you to listen to me very fucking closely. You got it? That perfect, submissive little princess you married. Yeah, she's gone. Fucked off right out that door. I only became her because I thought that's what you wanted. I tried so hard to change for you. Close my mouth more, try to be softer, prettier, less awake. I knelt at your feet and put my body at your mercy. Became your wife, your sub, your perfect woman. And you repaid me by breaking my heart. But even though I hate you right now, I still love you so much, baby. So fucking much. You're still my husband, and I think I know how we can work things out. See, I realize now, I should have never have let you become my daddy. No. Letting you have that kind of power over me when you so clearly couldn't be trusted with it, that was my first mistake. You always had this god complex, and my submission just fed right into that ego of yours. But you know what? Today, we're going to fix that. You're going to start changing for me. You're going to let me break you down and remake you into my perfect little boy. You're not my daddy anymore, and I'm not your princess. From now on, I'm your fucking queen. Remember that. And if you don't want me to divorce you, you're going to have to start showing your queen the respect she deserves. Nod if you understand me. Good boy. See, I knew you'd want to work this out. Now, I'm going to lower myself onto this cock. My cock. Just... oh. And you're going to let me hurt you. Because if we're going to rebuild our marriage, you need to learn when you hurt me, you hurt your own fucking self. And then, because you've taken so much from me, I'm going to take something from you. Something. Something that will guarantee you never, ever cheat on me again. You're going to fuck. Yeah. You're going to fuck a baby into me tonight. I'm going to be your dom. Your queen. The mother of your child. And you're going to be a very good boy for me, aren't you? Oh, no. No, no, no. Don't you dare try to fucking look away. No. After all those times you demanded eye contact from your princess, and then suddenly you can't show the same respect to your fucking queen. You do not get to hang your head in shame now. You should have felt that shame before you turned me into the doormat and made me feel worthless and unwanted. Before you fucking cheated on me. And let me just tell you, baby, if I have to dig my fucking nails into your jaw and force you to look at me, I will. I don't care if I leave scars all over that pretty little face of yours. I'll fucking do it. You're gonna watch me hurt you, and you're gonna make eye contact with me when you get me pregnant. Or I swear to God, I will hop right off this dick now. And I will walk out that door, and you will never, ever see me again. Is that clear? That's more like it. Oh, don't pout, baby. Oh. This is good. We're going to be so much happier after this. You'll see. This is what we both need. You know, it's what you really need. Oh, come on. Don't just lie there. Buck your hips for me while I ride my cock. You know how I like it, don't you? You were always so good at what rocking my world before. But, you know, maybe that's different now. You clearly forgot your vows. Maybe, just maybe, you forgot how to fuck me too. That's it. Good fucking boy. That's it. As much as I hate you right now, I can't help. I can't help the way we make love. Oh, but for fuck's sake. Oh, God. I'm so, so fucking furious with you right now. Do you have any fucking idea what the past few likes? What the fuck? Oh, fuck. What the past few weeks have been like for me? I gave you every single thing I had, upgraded your entire life, worked so hard to make a home for you. And you know, we were so good, sweetheart. At first. But all of a sudden, something didn't feel right. You stopped speaking to me. There were days where I found myself praying to catch you whispering something. Just anything at all. But you never did. And then you started staying out later. Coming home at 3 a.m. Lying there. And there was me, just wondering where you'd been. Just, I couldn't work it out. And then there were times I felt like you'd just rather be somewhere else. You were like a magician, trying to exist in two places at once, trying to make yourself disappear. And you know, don't even get me started on how much fucking worse the sex got. You haven't made me come in weeks. Hey. But, that's all gonna fucking change now, right? Yeah. Because you're gonna make me come now, ain't you? You're gonna make me your queen, and you're gonna make me come all over this cock. And you're gonna come inside me. After everything you've taken from me, the least you could do is give me a fucking baby. That's right. Oh God. That's right. Be a good boy for me. Serve your queen. You're gonna make up for all the ways you've hurt me. I'm gonna have your baby, and I'm gonna do everything. And I'm gonna take everything from you. And you're just gonna give it to me. Because you don't get to hold anything back from me. Not anymore. You're gonna be my good little boy. And you're gonna come for me. Oh God, I'm gonna come. That's it. Right, come for me, baby. Come inside me, yeah. Yeah, that's it, that's Wow. You know, I finally see why you like being a dom so much. I haven't felt this powerful in years. Fuck. God. Who knew breakup sex could be so hot? Oh. All right. Oh, yeah, you wondering about all that stuff before? Yeah. Oh, you stupid cunt. Didn't you work it out? I decided to leave the second I found out you cheated on me. Oh, come on, babes. Did you really think I would stay with you after what you did? Oh. I've been waiting to say this since the second I saw those text messages on your phone. Boy, bye. Oh, you know, I would say I'm sorry for lying to you, but I'm not sorry at all. No, you'll have to excuse me. Me and my ladies have plans to hit up the club tonight. And you know, I think I might even wear those sexy 6-inch heels you bought me. You know, really start my single life off with a bang. Yeah, and just so you know, my lawyer's going to call you first thing in the morning. Oh, yeah, you're still tied up. Oh, did you want someone to come and tie you? Oh, well, I'm certainly not going to do it. Oh, you know, maybe you should call your new bitch and see if she can. Where's your phone? Oh, here it is. You know, I'll put it right here in your hand for you. Now, if you want to get out of these ropes, you better call Becky with the good hair.